Hello, anime fanimes. Welcome to Weeaboomers, the vintage anime review podcast from gigaboots.com. I'm your host, Anime Danime, and with me, as always, is Bob.
I'm an old boy.
From Gigaboots. KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
Goo Goo Gaga.
Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
The only good anime is VHS tapes of OVAs from 1992.
I can get behind that.
I can sip to that. And Dr. Agro from Parts Unknown.
I remember when Funimation was the bad guy.
Must be a burden.
This terrible knowledge.
Well, today we have gathered to talk about...
God.
Grappler Baki, the Ultimate Fighter, the OVA. It's, I believe it was Feel who elected this after promptly saying in episode two, can we review something that isn't crackheaded?
So instead, here's an OVA from 1994.
Look, this is not crackheaded by the standards of Baki.
That's what I said too, but if you take a wider perspective here, this is pretty crackheaded.
I believe what Feel says, I could feel the restraint coming from this.
Yeah, having watched a good chunk of that Netflix show version, which is later in this, this is almost nothing. This seems like reasonable anime.
Yes.
Which has me a little concerned.
That's fair. This is a very powerful about 45 minutes of animation.
It fucking flew by.
Yeah, it's certainly not boring. It's important for me to point out that the voice of Baki in this OVA is James from Pokemon.
Oh my god.
Also Meowth.
I'm gonna have to go listen to that again.
That's hilarious.
So I think it's Shinogi, the main person that was fought at the end section is just Professor Oak.
Excuse yeah. me, what?
Yes. He's voiced by Stan Hart, who did OG Professor Oak.
Huh.
This OVA was dubbed in 1996, so the field wasn't really
yeah, like, wide I was freaking yet. Out because Robert O'Gorman was in it. Jesus.
Who's that?
It's like you've heard his voice. I'm trying to think of something any of you would have seen.
Mm-hmm. Good amount of condescension. Good start to this episode.
I just spent the whole time going, that's Admiral Mifune from the irresponsible Captain Tyler. So,
oh my god.
Yes, it is. He's also
a filler villain from Yu-Gi-Oh! The Penguin Man Crump.
He's also like a couple characters in the One Piece dub. Or the four kids one.
These people all have like six credits to their name.
Oh, he's the opening narrator from Greg the Bunny. Does that make me sound more current and hip?
Probably not. We have a very accomplished voice cast here is what we're trying to say. This is a very powerful production. Bob,
I think this was probably pretty good for 1996. It's only like one step below the decade later Bleach dub. Like some lines had some real Bleach energy.
Yeah, it's got a serious 90s vibe to it where like there's the voices, I don't know, it's a weird quality. Like they often don't sound like they're supposed to be in the show. They're just spoken in a vacuum.
Yes.
Yeah, I really couldn't get over them calling the one guy Dobo instead of Dopo.
Yeah, that was fucking killing me.
Oh my, okay, audience, if somebody is familiar with our content and Baki, I need somebody to Photoshop me Orochi Dobo.
Yes, because that was the best part. He was Dobo Orochi, and I was losing it.
God, please get him like fighting Dorian. And put Dobo's face on him.
Yeah, coming back to this.
I don't want this episode to ever come out. I need to get off this voice cast page. This is a nightmare. Two separate people are James from Pokemon.
Good.
Yeah, also the manlet, the little tiny guy who speaks like a cartoon character is also James.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Got a Meowth.
That was definitely the worst performance in the
That one had all the feeling in it.
Yeah.
That had the strongest goblin energy of them all.
He's like a woodland spirit. Just being like, oh, you didn't tell him about me.
That's how you know VAs have range, because that's Baki and Crazy Goblin Man.
Yeah.
There are only 6 VAs in this.
Yes, I know. That's why it was easy for me to click through.
There's not that many characters, to be fair.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I know. It's still funny.
Yeah, it was like when the credits went by, I'm like, are we done? What? Oh, wow. Yeah, this was kind of a small...
Yeah.
That's what ensemble. Happens when people do doubles.
It's like the initial dub of Dragon Ball Z where every single person was Christopher Sabat. It's like he's 4 out of 5 of the Ginyu Force.
He is every extra. All of them.
Look, you know it's classic anime when a guy goes, okay, we need someone else to voice act a character, and you go, I got this, and you just shove your entire index finger up your nostril, and you're like, I sound different now. I can be another character.
Oh, my God.
Take a spoonful of peanut butter. You are now a new character.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're going to squeeze your balls a little, and you're going to give a different performance. I don't know why Philip Seymour Hoffman is the voice director in this.
God, it's such an upgrade for that Netflix show where Baki is, oh my God, Joel from Last of Us.
Troy Baker.
What?
Oh my God.
And Orochi is Steve Bloom.
What?
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm going to, you know, maybe after we're done recording today, I'll go watch the Baki dub on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to, that's insanely powerful.
Yes.
Holy shit. I guess we need to talk about what Baki is at all for people who have no idea. I'm glad you joined us for the last however many minutes this has been while we sit here and talk about the voice cast of an anime we haven't even begun to describe.
Yes.
It's a 90s OVA. That's the most important part.
Oh no, he might be right.
It reminded me how much I love the soundtrack of 90s action anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's the use of instruments and sounds in this. I'm like, yeah, I vibe with this a lot. I don't know how to describe it in any way at all.
Aggro, I feel like saying that the voice cast is the most important part of a 90s OVA is the equivalent of taking a Twinkie and sucking out the filling.
It's really good filling.
Was Manga US or Central Park Media just adding swear words into it? Yes.
But yeah, Baki, for people who haven't seen it, Phil, how would you describe just the OVA?
You immediately gave up.
The OVA is a very simple story of a young man who crashes a karate tournament. Shinsenkai Karate, I think they are a thinly veiled analog for whatever the big karate organization in Japan is called. I forget the exact name. It sounds similar.
Yeah.
Every single martial arts manga you have ever read had an analog to that organization, so you're probably familiar with the concept. And he crashes it, he beats everybody up, and then you find out that's training for his real fight in a secret death fight chamber under Tokyo Dome, in which he is the champion.
See, here's the amazing thing. You describing it like that, where you're like, well, clearly this is training for that other thing, makes it sound causal and related in a linear manner. When really, this has the
energy
of...
You're doing a lot of work for this piece of media.
It's really great, because what he said could be true, but the way it plays out, it's just like, here's him fighting at this thing. Now, after this fight, he has leapt out a window, and we later see him fighting in an illegal underground tournament.
Hey, he's...
Like, whoa.
He says he had to fight in that tournament so he could learn karate.
That's true.
See, I'm adding in stuff from the manga because this is just like the first 2 volumes of the manga truncated a little bit. It removes some great parts, like the first guy he fights, Sunyo, having a magic mouth guard that makes him twice as strong.
What the fuck?
Okay. I'd like to focus in on that.
Okay, I'll explain.
Yes. Can we?
Baki is incredibly crackheaded, and the author loves putting these weird pseudo-scientific concepts or just shit that he thinks sounds pseudoscientific that he made up. So multiple times in Baki, they will address the idea that the harder you can clench your teeth, the stronger you'll be.
Ooh.
All right, and deal.
So he has a special mouth guard that lets him clench his teeth harder because of how it's molded, which boosts his fighting power, I think he says, by 50%.
You ever just want to stick the author of fucking Case Closed in the room with this guy and see which one goes insane and kills the other first?
Baki is great. It has gone on for 137 volumes.
They're both equally powerful and equally terrible.
In November, a new Baki Isekai is starting. That stars Retsukayo, the kung fu fighter from Baki.
Okay, so very serious question. It's a character from Baki getting isekai'd. Ending up in the Grappler Baki universe.
No, it is not that. That would be pretty funny, though.
And that would be, yeah.
Right? Because clearly this is not actually Earth.
Yeah, fucking tell me about it. Everything in this is just, hey, you're about to get in a fight. What do you do? A, mentally prepare, or B, gorge yourself on bananas and flat soda.
I'm glad we're talking about this part because I've been thinking about it the whole time. You posted a picture of him drinking the soda earlier, did not know it was from this, so I lost it.
So that's a little bit in, so let's discuss the very opening first, which is Baki owning people at karate.
I think you described the whole thing, actually.
Just when it really kicks in that, like, if you're an anime fan and you've never gone back and watched 90s OVAs, that's where all of the goddamn animating is. Like, fucking go watch this crackheaded gore fest. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Watch these characters move.
Also good, and also on the docket is watch the Blazing Transfer Student OVA, which Gainax did. So it's really incredible. And Osu Karate Boo, which I think is Fight Karate Club, which is like 4 episodes and very crackheaded.
Nice.
And also really ugly, like aesthetically, but the animation is incredible.
Oh.
So, real quick, you're telling me this adapts the first 2 volumes of Baki, and that already we get to the point where it's like your opponent rips parts of your flesh out?
Yes, that is the first real opponent Baki fights.
Jesus fuck.
I was hoping this would be a better introduction to the Baki universe than the Netflix show.
Was it not?
But you're still confused.
We didn't find out about his dad at all in this. We didn't get to learn anything about the characters, really just get a couple fight scenes.
I would say it does about as well of a job of introducing you to the universe as the psychotic trailer for Soylent Green, where it just spoils random shit and then just goes, this lady dies. Like, it's just, this thing randomly cuts to, there's a woman, who cares? We move on. And I'm like, whoa.
The way Baki works is really crackheaded because, like, the first year of it, like the first 60-ish chapters, it starts where this OVA starts. And has him fighting, like, a couple people in this underground ring. Then he just flashes back to his childhood, which is, like, 100 chapter flashback of how he got to this point.
That is an insane concept. Things should probably prepare you from the beginning, but,
Well, it's mysterious, because you find out that his dad is super strong and evil, and you're like, what the fuck happened in their past? And then he has the flashback that explains what happened in their past.
That's how Berserk did it.
Also important to note that flesh-ripping karate man has an older brother who is Baki's second opponent, and he doesn't do karate. He's just a doctor who is 6'5 and can bench press a ton.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I'm a doctor, so I built this perfect body. I have the speed of an Olympic sprinter and the strength of an Olympic weightlifter. Also, he can hit you and make shockwaves go through your body.
I really wish I could see what the Baki guy would do with body by God type people.
Dan, this doctor character introduces himself by putting his foot on a heavy duty tire, hooking his arm under it and pulling up until it snaps.
Oh, what? this show, it escalated. This OVA escalated really fast from he's just really good at karate and he fights other people who are really good at karate or something.
I mean, it right before we even get to the final match of the regular karate tournament, mm-hmm. we have the Dopo Orochi showing off his skills where he jumps in a concrete pipe.
And that was amazing.
Yeah, one of the many times I literally just shouted the word dope while watching this OVA.
Yeah, yeah, that's basically
it into
how
little tiny shards.
Yes. So audience, they have this martial arts stage, and they lower a fucking concrete pipe onto it. Dopo Orochi, this older dude, do we have an age on him? Did they say?
I don't think they said.
Okay. So
he's 50.
Yeah, that's what 56. I assumed. I assume he was 50. Okay, 56. So he jumps inside of it and punches so many holes in it that he decimates it into dust on stage, and everyone watching loses their shit.
Just like dragging his wrist through it, like, this is how karate works.
Yes. That's totally how it works.
And I've got to say, like, that scene is amazing. That whole first section is amazing, but I wasn't hitting like peak violent 90s OVA till they were like, oh yeah, there are four secret levels under Tokyo Dome with a secret fight tournament ring in it. And I'm like,
with the secret blood sport.
Yeah.
That's yes. the music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part for me is when it was like, wow, that's pretty fucking insane. And I love this world building. And they're like, we're not done. So in the Toku era or whatever, Heisei, and I'm just like, what?
Like, yeah, I'm the fucking current head of the Tokugawa. And I'm like, this is amazing. Oh my God. My great 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 grandfather was like, hey, go find all dudes who can punch face and bring them back and we'll do this.
This is mostly ignored throughout the series, but comes back in the fourth series where it is used as an explanation for why he has a super sick sword that the samurai he revived with super science can use it.
What? Great.
I liked it when it was more simple and Baki just had bananas and soda.
So you enjoyed the first 6 minutes?
Yes. where he's like, he makes the soda flat because it makes it stronger.
I totally fucking lost it when it was just like, okay, there's Baki. He's eating bananas. Bananas, you know, good source of vitamins and whatnot. Okay. And there's him shaking the soda and making it flat and then drinking it. And the guy in the doorway is like, that's amazing. It's pure energy. And I'm like, yep.
Yes.
This is the absolute horseshit I came here for.
I like how he said it. And as soon as he did that, I'm like, I should do that. That'll give me energy.
It's pure energy. Probably.
Probably, like, yes.
No, that was the best part. Even he's
it was
sure.
It was one of the moments where in the manga, I think that was accompanied with a totally fake pseudoscience story.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, this marathon runner drank flat soda and won the fucking whatever.
You know, I was really hoping I get to see in this OVA Baki meeting a Sasquatch, but that didn't happen, unfortunately.
No, that didn't
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, that happens when he's 13. What? He fights that thing when he's 13.
Okay.
So if he fights the Sasquatch when he's 13, when does he meet the mummy?
I think that happened the season I watched.
I'm fucking upset. This was a universal monster movie joke.
Does the samurai they brought back from the dead count?
I think the guy who's like 150 years old counts, honestly.
Oh my God.
Or does the caveman they unfroze count?
Which season of Johnny Quest are we talking about?
I don't know anymore.
This show is amazing.
Like, honestly, I had never encountered Baki until I watched this. Like, I always knew about it. I always knew it was like some super violent show, and I avoided it as a kid because it seemed like it was a bit much.
Yeah.
This fucking OVA has me like 100% sold. Because I mean, like, I had seen the fucking cord cutting technique before, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like a party I want to go to.
Yeah.
Especially if it makes that piano wire noise every time, because I'm cringing just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
But if this show is seriously this, like, crackheaded pseudoscience the whole time, like, I'm starting to wonder if this show is not specifically responsible for some of the bullshito that I heard about in the late 90s and early 2000s.
It's really influential, so it might be. By the way, Cord Cutter Man is kind of a jobber in the greater context of the show.
Yeah, he looked like that swan guy from Saint Seiya.
Glad it wasn't just me.
I believe that's Knights of the Zodiac.
Fuck you. And I ran. Okay.
What were they thinking?
They were geniuses.
That's
what
your opening will be for the dub? That?
I have no idea what they were thinking. How do you even explain that?
I'm shocked that never took off.
It's almost bizarre enough where you feel ashamed for having witnessed that they did that.
We all lived through the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair assessment of the situation. But yeah, I really enjoy the bullshit science of this. There's a hilarious amount of, underground tournament lore bullshittery in this. I think the one part of contention where someone can just go, okay, maybe this isn't for me, is when, our big bad for this OVA just rips nerve endings out of his opponents by shoving his fingers in and pulling them out like wire. Like he's trying to unplug their brain.
God, it's the first guy he does
like,
it to.
Yeah, your eyes don't work now.
It's obviously, it's another level of, man, this is really weird fake pseudoscience. But it's real gross.
You know what? I'll take the flat soda over the I've disabled your brain. Like that.
Oh yeah, no, that's some straight up like 70s kung fu movie deep martial arts lore. Like we've trained in this mountain for 10 generations and never like checked to see if we can actually fight people, but
just reach in and hope we find something.
Oh, it's so good. I also love that the first guy he does it to is a pro wrestler. Like that match with the pro wrestler versus the sumo guy, and I'm like, oh my god, is kayfabe this alive in the Baki universe?
Yes.
There is the series does have like a weird kayfabe. Like it has its own kayfabe. All the characters sit around talking about it sometimes.
Of course they do.
Well, the analogy I told KZ about the guy who can throw one punch really good and everybody gets together to agree you're not allowed to dodge it.
That's insane.
That's so good.
I hated you talking about that. It was so bad. That first like big fight they do in this, which was which started with him just kicking the dude and dislocating his shoulder, and I was like, ooh, this is, oh man. And then this just kept going.
It's the moment he like punches his fucking shoulder back in, I'm like, all right, yeah, this is really cool. And then you have Dopo on the other side like, haha, yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? And I'm like, this anime might be great.
The funny thing is it gets less violent as the series goes on.
I just like the part where when he's relocating his shoulder, Dopo's in the fucking audience. Everyone else is like horrified because the dude just screamed relocating it. And Dopo's like, oh, good job. Good job. That's you did great. Just dude's in excruciating pain. Everyone's horrified. Dopo's amused. He's like, ah, good. You're taking this seriously now, right? Also, holy shit, we're minutes into this OVA and they're like, you don't understand. When this guy stops being a jackass, he's a real trouble to deal with.
Yeah, he's not mad anymore.
That was one of the Bleach lines that I was talking about. Like the tone and candor of that specific guy. Once he cools his head off, his range and speed and technique all become perfect.
Here for it. There is a magic to Central Park Media dubs.
Who animated this, Bob? Do you have any idea?
It's listed as, let's see here.
There's two studios listed for it. One of them is Sung San, who they look like a make work studio. They've worked on everything. A little finishing work here, a little in between here, a little outlines and tracing there. The other one is Knack.
Yeah. It's spelled like the game Knack.
Yeah, and you might know Knack from some of their projects or some of their other projects.
Is this a hentai company?
They have been known to do some hentai now and then.
I happen to be familiar.
Because I was like, who animated this? This is beautiful. I look it up, I'm like, Knack. What the fuck is Knack? Knack Studio. Why do I recognize that logo? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The first thing I click, Vixens. Oh. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
But it was distributed by Toei, so let's just pretend.
Okay, Toei, good.
Yeah, I guess I have a cool Toei come up, and I'm like, Toei didn't fucking draw this. Don't bullshit me.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Ain't that the fucking truth? When they get to people who are concerned about Baki, ladies who are concerned about Baki, I'm like, she's drawn like a 30-year-old woman, but she's probably supposed to be 16. I can't get a read on how old this character is.
Neither of those women was Tiffany Grant.
Not a one, no.
Tragic.
It was completely bizarre.
How dare they?
You should take this up with them, Aggro.
I'm going to go right to the top of Central Park Media. Fuck.
But yeah, Baki is also supposed to be like, what, 16, 17?
15 in this, I think?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck this. Fuck
no
off.
No way.
I'm
what? I thought he was 17. Jesus fuck.
At the very start, he's 15. I think he's 17, like, in the second series.
I thought it was fucking stupid when it's like, Yu Yu Hakusho, this kid's 14 throughout the entire show.
Yeah, no, that's
by the end of Yu Yu Hakusho, that starts to get really ridiculous.
Yes.
Look, he's the son of what essentially is a mutant Superman, so it's fine.
It's insane, so it's okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, while looking at how karate is organized and practiced in this universe, I wasn't able to think of a reason that would disqualify this and the Battle Angel Alita manga being in a single timeline.
Oh my god. Well, there you go. There's your headcanon of the week.
Does anyone do anything called space karate in Baki?
Sort of.
Oh, fuck.
There's a part where one of the characters is like, and you might have seen the manga page posted because people love posting this specific page, where the man has 12,000 bones.
What?
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 Because he's imagining himself with 12,000 bones so he can double the speed of his punch at each joint and punch faster than sound. What?
I have to read this fucking manga. Oh my god. Oh, I guess OVA, job done.
Yes, it accomplished the one task.
I'll see if I can find the skeleton page.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
I think I found the page.
This is fucking, I love old 90s OVAs like this, because it's like the kind of titles where some of our younger viewers might not remember the moral panic, the satanic panic during the 90s. Yeah. Most of that heat was on D&D and Pokemon. But anime in general really caught a lot of flack. And when you had shit like this and Ninja Scroll and Doom Megalopolis floating around, it was really hard to make the argument that anime wasn't, like, deleterious to the human soul.
Yeah. Yes, KZ, that is a page from that section.
I was like, 12,000 bones back in. This was the second
result. Oh my god, what?
He's just imagining it, because the whole point is visualization. This series loves the visualization becomes real shit.
I am so into this.
At one point, Baki is like,
What is this?
I train all day because I can visualize myself fighting and I take real damage. Look, and he holds up his hand and it just gets cut by nothing. and that sequence has like a pseudoscience explanation where it's like, you know, if you teach a kid that a pan is hot by letting him burn himself, and then you touch a cool pan to him, he'll still cry and sometimes he'll get a blister. That's the power of the human mind.
I'm gonna black out just between this and these panels. I'm closing that tab.
Oh no, this is giving me life. This is exactly
how cracked out.
You picked
a good time, because for years the first series didn't have scans anywhere, and now it does.
Oh yeah.
You ever notice that feels peddling an agenda here on Weeaboo?
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
It feels literally just some really old guy just hanging out. He's just like, hey, this is a real anime. You want to see real anime? And he just pulls the VHS bootleg he made out of his pocket.
Cord cutting. I was fight.
This ain't shit. This One Punch Man. No, you need enemies who rip organs out.
Let me flex in a way where I can release the VHS from my abdomen.
Also important to note that he had to develop the having 12,000 bones because he was fighting the caveman.
What the Jesus fucking Christ.
Why would you bring more bones to a caveman fight?
I don't.
Because you use the bones to throw a punch at supersonic speed.
You can't convince me that the guy who made Baki isn't on drugs. You just... This is insane. This illustration of this man with 12,000 bones.
He's just weird.
See, I know in Japan they have strong anti-drug laws, so that way the insane reigns supreme. Because they don't need drugs.
Important to note, his daughter is the author and artist of Beastars, and Beastars has a lot of similar energy.
Oh my god.
This whole series really does seem like the kind of fighting anime that you would make up to be in the background of an actual fighting anime.
Yes.
It's like people are watching this in the sports anime that's sane.
So it's like Geki Gengar.
Yes.
Hell yeah. I was going to say before I found out all of this wonderful new knowledge that in the OVA, like they're doing the cord cutting, they're having that whole fight. And I'm like, this is comfortably right at the edge of yes, this anime is set in a real world with physics. And these are clearly like balls out supermen fighting each other with crazy techniques no human could really master. But, you know, it's just on the outside of believable, and that's really nice. But apparently we just tip that fucking scale.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, even the Netflix show part that I watched very much has that energy of, this is like a regular fighting anime. It feels like it could be a real world, but it's insane.
I maybe need to engage with this.
Yes.
Just because when I see a page where he goes, wow, T-Rex, maybe.
What?
Now, do you want context? Because I can give you context.
Of course. No, I want.
I'm assuming no. It's like whatever hand technique he's about to use.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I think this is better. I could print this out and keep it on my wall for the rest of my life and never need context for this.
And then you'll look at Bob watching the next season of the anime and go, oh, that's where it's from.
Yeah.
I need this to not be spoiled. I want to know in context completely.
There's a lot of very impressive out of context pictures. I can't find it, but I saw one a minute ago. That's just dude's holding his hand up and it's just exploding. Like no one's around it. It's just his hand was up and it's splitting in three different pieces for no reason.
You want to fight me after that?
Look at this. He doesn't even look like he's in pain. He's like, what the hell?
Here's the exact page I was thinking of.
Glorious.
What the... So, this OVA, the only reason I could see for not watching it is the cord cutting. Or ripping? Is it cord cutting? Or is
They call it cord cutting.
Yeah, they do.
It's a lot to deal with.
He is ripping. Like, I don't think we've described this properly. He'll shove his fingers directly into their skin. Like, into the side of their neck.
Pulls it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulls out a tiny little sliver of, nerve. Ugh. And then he clips it, and it makes a wire-cutting noise. Ugh.
All of this with his bare fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the first way they show it is he grabs the cords on both sides of a dude's neck, says these are your optical nerves, rips them, and then you see, light sparks in the dude's pupils, and he's like, I can't see anymore.
He does this to one of Baki's eyes, and I guess that they can just fix this.
Oh, yeah,
I guess
they have the best doctors in the world. It's been a while since I yelled, fuck you, to anything I've watched before.
It was a beautiful moment, because, we have the best doctors in the world, and I'm like, oh, so we're just gonna... We're going to hand wave that with a brusque confidence.
I was.
When he lost his eye, I just yelled, it's over.
I was waiting for him to reach in his other arm because he gets the one in his arm broken. I was waiting for Baki to reach in his own arm and tie them together and to work.
Yeah, it did seem like that.
That happens later. What?
Yes.
It happens when a different character fights cord cutting man.
God.
Cuts both his eyes, and the guy's like, "Oh, I'll solve this," and sticks his fingers into the wound. And fixes it.
Oh, power move.
That's hilarious. I haven't laughed so hard at an anime's bullshit since, at the scale of which I did the, we have the best doctors in the world in a very long time.
I like when Kengan Ashura pulls the exact same move.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's another fighting anime that's on Netflix. It's like, yeah, we got great doctors. It's really cool. He can apparently fix a man who says every bone in his body broken.
The finest care that illegal mid-90s medicine can provide.
Yes.
We just want to be able to fuck people up over and over again.
That's understandable. Please continue.
And then it makes it even stranger when the dude, okay, the end of this fight, Baki gets the main guy in a grapple hold that will break his arm.
Mm.
And he's basically telling Baki to do it. And Baki's like, but this will end your career in karate. And it's like, dude, he just broke your nerves and stuff. What are you talking about?
Well, Baki knows they have the best doctors.
But they can't fix a broken arm, but they can fix that.
Well, he apparently would have shattered one of the bones in it, which he wouldn't be able to do his cord cutting shit anymore.
Oh, no.
He already shattered the other arm's bones. Like, we see the bones shoot up through the skin.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
It was great, though, when he's yelling at him, like, no, I don't want to do it. And the guy's like, I'll fucking bite my tongue off, do it. And I'm like, this is... this is either, incredibly, amazingly manly, and I love it, or there's, an enormous sexual tension here now.
And meanwhile, I'm just watching this, and I'm like, Phil said less crackheaded. I didn't realize that meant more bath salted.
Now... Aggro, here's the part about Baki I think you'll really like.
Mm-hmm.
All the crack.
The author clearly establishes that all these characters who love fighting and want to be the strongest are fucking freaks who can't live in normal society.
Yes. I had hoped that I was intuiting that correctly just from Baki's character design. So I'm like, I've seen you draw regular people and this ain't it.
I think the one shortcoming with the OVA is that it feels like it's way too short.
Like, yeah, I could go for another 40 minutes of this insanity.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like I need at least
ride.
Another 20 because I barely recovered from the whiplash and then it was over.
We needed one more insane fight scene.
I don't even know how you escalate from there.
Baki, I'm sure, knows.
Yeah, no, it does insane things, I'm sure.
I think the very next person he fights before Cord Cutting Man's brother is like a dude that a famous wrestler who's just 8 feet tall. And who I think is based on a famous Japanese wrestler.
Oh my God.
It was weird for me to see animation like this, of this era and this tone for the fights, and not hear music that was close to the Yu Yu Hakusho fighting music. Just something about this in my brain, I expected it to sound like that. It sounds nothing like Yu Yu. It sounds nothing like any other immediate frame of reference from shonen anime. Like, I'm trying to think of the closest anime musically to this. It's very bizarre.
This is like structurally it's similar, but this I don't think I'd classify this as a shonen battle anime.
I don't know what genre title you give this elsewise.
90s hyperviolence.
Yeah, exactly. 90s hyperviolence.
Battle anime.
Shit.
Fight.
It's this, Fist of the North Star, Ninja Scroll. These are all the same genre.
Definitely. God. I'm trying to think there is a genre name for that, like, high school battle anime that, like, Kenichi and... Oh, my God. Now I'm blanking on the name of all the 90s ones. Oh, this is bad.
Real Bout High School?
I have to go. You enjoy the rest of this podcast alone.
Yeah, I always was just like, oh, it's a battle shonen, and it's just like a martial arts themed one.
This might be my favorite podcast because usually when I stab one of you, there's a whole lot of collateral damage in the audience. But here I'm fucking throwing Senbon needles.
Finally, you can fight with precision.
His anger reaches into Dan's arm to pull out the port.
Oh, God, that sound.
I pull. I'm sorry, you're no longer affected by caffeine.
Oh, no. I thought he was going to disable my good taste. He's going to get me into really bad 90s anime.
We'll get there.
No such thing.
Bold.
Bob, Lost Universe is right here next
to me. I know. There's definitely such a thing.
The longer the box set of Lost Universe remains on Earth.
I would like to know, the problem has scaled up from there. The entire US dub is on YouTube for free.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh, I'm excited for us to watch that. I don't know what it is, but you keep saying it with contempt, so it must be good.
Oh, no, I think it's fucking hilarious.
It's not.
It's really not good, but it's hilarious. But we can't get ahead of ourselves. You know, we need to watch, like, Slayers and Orphan and other things of that genre and then watch Lost Universe and get sad.
I haven't seen any of those.
A record of Lodoss War.
All right.
Or that one.
The Animated News Network lists this as a genre tournament with the theme of sports. Objectionable, you know, content, significant.
Yeah. I move for that entire sentence in toto to be the name of this genre. Genre tournament with the theme of sports.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. I think that's pretty fair.
You could put this in the sports category pretty easily. I feel like Baki and Haikyuu fit pretty well together.
I'd watch Haikyuu at that point.
Oh, God.
I don't want a villain in Haikyuu who rips cords.
It's okay. He only does it to the ball.
Oh, okay.
No, just it happens. You just run into the net.
You know, that happens
in the ball
in,
perfectly. It drips off the court of like it passes by their skin so quickly.
That happens in New Prince of Tennis. There's a character who's like, I hit the ball, and if you return it, both your wrists break.
Why both?
Whenever they Prince of Tennis, there's always that clip where a dude hits the ball, and then they show so many visualization things. And one of them is a meteor that's about to kill a bunch of dinosaurs that are running away.
Yes, no, that's great.
Prince of Tennis is really stupid because it starts really crackheaded like that, but then the sequel characters just develop superpowers.
What?
It's like, I rip a hole in space to freeze the ball.
Good.
Dude was reading JoJo's and being like, we could just do that?
It also becomes a battle series where it's like, you win by knocking the other person unconscious with the ball.
Jesus Christ.
I think they might have lost track of the original intent, but I like it.
Okay, well, gentlemen, we need to wrap up this discussion of Baki at some point. Otherwise, we're going to be significantly longer than the work itself.
Yes.
Not that we've ever done that on this series before. Are there any closing comments before we get to recommendations? Any last bits you want to talk about that especially, I don't know, stood out to you, maybe touched you, and then ripped out your cords?
I feel like one thing that this OVA highlights is that if you were an anime fan, if you're maybe like one of those people watching seasonal shows as they come out and being a part of the conversation and whatever, if you've never just picked out some random ass 90s OVA to watch, do it. Treat yourself to the fucking ride.
And if it says the English dub on it, good. That means it's even better.
This is some real shit. Yeah. You should absolutely just look, even it's an important experience to have there. That's about the best way I can phrase it. You should absolutely do that.
Yeah, it's weird. There isn't really something like that in the modern context. I mean, you can watch Baki New. You can watch New Baki and get a similar experience to this, but you don't get the same level.
Fresh, just piping hot.
Like imagine just everything we've said, but animated gorgeously.
Yeah, you don't get that.
I love how every character's proportions change moment to moment, to the point where Suedo looks like he's 7 feet tall and is shot right after he looked like he was 5'11".
That's his Chad aura.
Yeah, that was just his presence.
Of course.
He made his bones bigger.
At the moment that happened, I was like, you ever just draw shit? Doesn't have to live up to anything or conform to anything. You ever just draw shit? Okay, well, I guess we'll get around to recommendations. Mr. Feel, would you recommend that people watch? Shock. Absolutely surprised by that. Bob, would you recommend people watch Baki? One moment. Grappler Baki, the Ultimate Fighter OVA, end parentheses.
Yes, definitely. Just don't expect it to be any better introduction to the universe than just watching the new Netflix show. As long as you don't go in with that expectation, yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might get a better introduction staying up for 40 hours straight, drinking way too many energy drinks, and then playing the Netflix show and fast forward. Dr. Agro, would you recommend that people check out Grappler Baki, the Ultimate Fighter OVA?
With the completely serious caveat that if you really aren't down for violent fistfights that become graphically injurious, like this anime ain't fucking around, but it is good. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a pretty high tolerance for this thing, for this sort of thing, and I had to look away a couple times. KZ?
Yeah, I definitely recommend this. God, the part where he just punches him and his bones shoot out might be the worst part.
Yes, I think so.
Like I feel like that got me the most.
So, guys, next time we're actually going to watch something less crackheaded than these three things, right?
Sure.
Assemble insert?
Uh-oh.
Thank you for watching this episode of Weeaboomers. Boomers. This show is only made possible by the support of our patrons over at patreon.com/gbpodcasts. If you become a $5 backer or podlord, you can get early access to Chugging Bleach and Mondo Cool, our Bleach and DBZ movie podcast, and you can also get many other exclusive benefits. That's patreon.com/gbpodcasts.